Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Okay, so should we get our first interview, Gary?
I think so.
Okay, so Lebogeng Molahlwa, who is the Deputy Director in Communications and Stakeholder Management for the Office of the MMC for Transport. Good afternoon, and thank you for your time.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Thank you. What is the mandate of the Johannesburg Roads Agency, and how does it differ to that from the Department of Transport?
The mandate of the JRA is basically to look after all road-related infrastructure throughout the city of Joburg. This would relate to roads, to sidewalks, to bridges, to stormwater infrastructure. So basically that is the mandate of JRA. In terms of how JRA relates to the transport department in the city, the transport department is the overall planning authority of transport within the city of Joburg. And JRA is basically an entity. So it implements what would have been planned by the transport authority, in this case, the transport department. So JRA is an entity of the transport department in the city.
Who is responsible for the verges? I was traveling along Empire Road towards Emerentia, and that bridge where people have been attacked is just, it's so overgrown with plants. Yeah. Whose responsibility is it to cut away that brush?
Well, initially that was the responsibility of JRA, but there was an SLA entered into between JRA and Joburg City Parks and Zoo, which itself is an entity of the Department of Community Development.
Yeah.
So basically, Joburg City Parks and Zoo is responsible for maintaining these sidewalks and cutting the grass in the particular bridge that you're talking about. So that is the function of Joburg City Parks and Zoo, to be able to take care of that function.
And who monitors the service level agreement?
Well, the service level agreement is monitored by both, but then of course we then, you know, the MMCs of basically it will be at board level firstly, the board of Joburg City Parks and Zoo and JRA, but then ultimately the two MMCs of the two departments will then report, you know, to the city, to the city manager or the executive mayor.
And are those SLAs, you know, available to the public?
Yes, I do believe they can be made available upon request. So, yes, I can find that out. And then if they are, they should be made available to the public so that the public understands the terms and conditions governing that SLA.
Amazing.
Thank you. Oli Bogeng, it's Gary. The transport department obviously is the entity responsible ultimately, or not the entity, is obviously in control, and all the entities fall underneath the transport department, right?
Yes.
Does the buck stop with the transport department? Do they make the final decision?
Absolutely. The buck should stop with the transport department. I will concede that over the last few years, you know, you've had sort of this very strange situation where it would seem that those entities under the transport department, you know, would sort of, you know, operate as being independent of the transport department, you know. But ultimately, the way it was envisaged, transport would be the ultimate authority, and both JRA and Metrobus, as well as Rea Vaya.
Yes.
They are also under transport. They would then, you know, be able to account, in this case, to the executive director of transport. So the current MMC, Funzi Ngobeni, you know, is trying to realign issues so that there is that clarity in terms of transport being the ultimate authority, and then JRA in this instance, and then Metrobus and Rea Vaya, which are both also entities within transport, they would then account to the transport department.
Ole Bogeng, last week or 2 weeks ago, Gary and I took a drive. We went through Johannesburg CBD, and when we were traveling through Hillbrow, there are some roadworks that have been there for so long, and they're still uncovered, often in places where pedestrians need to be walking and they're just walking around. They've been there for so long that there are trees and plants growing out of the mounds of sand that were removed from that. Whose mandate is it to fix that?
Well, firstly, what you're referring to are reinstatements, right?
Yeah.
And in terms of the mandate, again, there is an SLA currently which empowers Joburg Water to be able to undertake any work along those servitudes or along sidewalks, roads, bridges, or any infrastructure that JRA is responsible for. So this SLA empowers Joburg Water to be able to get into that particular infrastructure, access their infrastructure, correct what needs to be corrected. But thereafter, that SLA requires that Joburg Water would then reinstate, in other words, restore whatever it is that they did to its previous condition, right? So that is the mandate of JRA, of Joburg Water, and it's governed through another SLA that Joburg Water has with JRA.
You are so knowledgeable. It is such a pleasure speaking to you.
Yeah, I was just thinking the same. It's been wonderful. Please,
thank
if
you.
We could get a copy of those SLAs, you know, and just try and understand a bit more. We would really appreciate it.
Yeah, we want to help fix.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The more we
absolutely.
Can do.
Yeah. I will endeavor to get you those
thank
SLAs.
You.
Once I do have permission from the relevant authorities,
thank
then
you.
I think I should be able to do that for you.
Thank you, Olebogang.
Olebogang,
it's been an
thank
absolute
you so
pleasure
much.
Talking to you. Thank
absolutely
you very
amazing.
Much.